Time for North Shore with Brian French this morning. Brian's been everywhere. He refuses to sing the little song about it, though.
I've been everywhere.
I like it.
How's that?
Right. You're a musical theater guy. You should have jumped on that opportunity. We're talking Northern Lights this morning.
Yeah.
Ooh, what are you going to tell us?
Well, so Northern Lights, the actual name, the correct Latin name is Aurora Borealis. But here's the funny thing. It's not actually all Latin, because Aurora is the Roman god for the goddess of dawn, or the Roman word for the goddess of dawn, and Borealis is Latin for Boreas, the god of the north wind. So you've got the Roman goddess of dawn, the Latin god of the north wind. Put those together, and that's Northern Lights.
Not to mention a really great question for a quiz.
Right, right. So it was originally named by a French scientist, Pierre Gassendi, back in 1621. So the simplest explanation for Northern Lights is it's a little bit like with a neon light, where you've got a noble gas inside a tube, and you apply electricity, and it illuminates. I mean, that's basically what happens. There are elemental gases in the atmosphere, and when charged particles from the sun hit our atmosphere, those particles glow with specific colors depending on what they are. Northern cultures have a rich folklore surrounding Aurora. One of the earliest is a written reference in the Old Testament, which describes fire raining down from heaven. And it's actually surprising, considering how rare Northern Lights are visible in temperate climates.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
When did they get to Iceland or Sweden or Norway?
Well, right. But the thing is that every once in a while, we have a particularly strong aurora that does show up far more southerly than it normally would.
Boy, that must have just blown people's minds.
Well, you can imagine.
Because they didn't see it as often as
right,
we do.
Right, and you can imagine the supernatural ideas that they have based on what's happening in the sky.
It's magic.
The Romans called it blood rain. The Chinese call it the candle dragon.
I like that.
Eurasian tribes call it wind light. The East Greenland Eskimos believed that the aurora, are students of children who died at birth. I know, it doesn't make sense, but
well, it might.
Yeah, and then there's another tribe that considers the aurora a sure sign that there's battle coming and someone is going to die. So
I can't imagine how you get all these harbingers of doom out of something so gorgeous. It seems like the Northern Lights would be the most benign
but
natural
it's unknown
phenomenon.
You know, I mean, consider when you don't know science, and so there's this thing that you don't always see coming
in. But optimists believe it means something cool is going to happen, something wonderful.
Yeah, so a typical account of the Northern Lights was described in a Discover magazine. Streaks of light tossed about with abandon. Suddenly, for a second, all light melts away and the sky is full of darkness. And then just as quickly, the lights bloom again in pulsating waves and arcs and in undulating movements across the whole heavens, sometimes stabbing the ends of their folds toward the earth, dripping with the green of grass or the red of blood.
Mm.
Yeah, so researchers can actually create artificial aurora. Scientists will transmit powerful radio waves upward at night, which cause low-lying clouds to glow green in response. And so they're doing that just to try to figure out why the aurora will sometimes affect satellite communication.
They do it for fun, too.
Wouldn't you think?
Late at night, somebody goes, hey, let's fire up the aurora machine.
So here on the north shore of Lake Superior, you can see the Northern Lights when the sun's coronal activity is particularly high, when the sky is clear, and when you're away from city lights. Typically, we'll see a green or yellow glow on the northern horizon, but when things are really hopping, you might see red or yellow or purple in an undulating mix of all those colors. So I looked up tonight's Northern Lights forecast, and presuming that we have a clear sky, the prediction is that we have a low likelihood of activity in our region. You would need to be north of Winnipeg several hours to see something tonight. But what was interesting is that even with these predictions, scientists will sometimes not even know that something's coming until half hour before. So
Wow. You've
got general forecasts, but then the specifics can change pretty quickly.
And there are websites where you can go
exactly.
And you can look at the actual Like they have like a little diagram with the waves.
Right.
And you can find out when the best time would be perhaps to see or photograph the aurora, which is such a cool thing.
Statistically, between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. is the most common time when the aurora are active, but they've been seen as early as 8 p.m. and as late in the morning as 8 a.m.
Do you remember 10 years ago in October or November, the Northern Lights were out early, and every and they were so bright that even in town you could see them, and all
over
neighborhoods, everybody was standing outside just going...
We were coming back from our kids' Christmas concert, and we pulled off to the side of the road and just stood out in a field and watched. Yeah, I remember
I was living in the Chester Park neighborhood at that time, and the whole neighborhood was standing outside in the middle of the street.
Which is amazing, because here we are in town, and we could still see it clearly. So there are, like you said, you can Google predict Northern Lights, and any of the first several links are good. And there are also apps that you can put on a smartphone if you're interested in finding that. And I thought we'd end with a little selection from the poem Labrador in Winter by the poet Kate Tuthill. At night, the heavens are starry and black up here on top of the world. Across the sky, northern lights dance, reds and greens a twirl. The Inuits say, don't whistle when the northern lights are high, lest they swoop to earth and carry you up to the luminescent sky.
Oh, I'd whistle. Definitely.
Whistle.
Definitely. Take me. Brian, it's so good to have you back. You've
had
wonderful adventures. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Lisa.
Brian French is our host for North Shore with Brian French every other Tuesday here on Northland Morning.